pre-final for the KZ2s. Dean Starling, two heat race wins, starts him from the pole. Josh Buchanan, with a fourth and a second, gets to start on the outside of the front row. Then it's Matthew Nipperis, who'll start in the 16 from position three. Josh Pontaleone. Then it's Dylan Pintolini, Daniel Orsini, Tim Thornton, Michael Peace is the grid. As there, again, Josh Buchanan went to go on the yellow flag. Matthew Nipperis gets left behind off the start as they work their way up through the pit turn for the first time. So Starling again getting the jump over Buchanan. Buchanan, who's had a fourth and a second. Nipperis, a second and a fourth. Pontaleone in a third and a fifth. And Nipperis now trying to go up the inside of Pontaleone. And he just couldn't pull off the move on lap number one. So Starling from Buchanan. Then it's back to the 27 of Pontaleone. Further back then to Nipperis. Then a gap back to the 38 of Pintolini, Orsini, Peace, rounding out the running order. And unfortunately, Tim Thornton in the 58, not getting away in this pre-final. So Starling, who of course just missed out on pole position earlier in the day, has come back with two decisive heat race victories. Buchanan, who's shown a lot of speed, he has looked extremely fast throughout the weekend, but just hasn't been able to get his cart away from the start. This is the New South Wales KZ2 Super Series. It's brought to you by our good friends at Race Culture Motorsport Designs, an association with Quick Pixels Photography. Great to have them on board here. And to kick off the 2016 KZ2 Super Series, it's great to see such good racing here. They're coming down to about 125 kilometres per hour into the dip there as they work these 50 horsepower motors as Ordish is off the circuit there in the 19. So somehow he's managed to catch it. It's still Starling, Starling who leads the way. Starling, who has 0.2 of a second advantage over Buchanan. Now, the fastest card on the circuit is Matthew Nipperis. A 31.388 is his lap time. He's back there in fourth position. 6-speed gearbox, 50 horsepower carts. Dean Starling, they've got brakes, four-wheel disc brakes, amazing pieces of equipment, and they certainly are being driven to perfection here as Starling continues to lead from Buchanan in the 12. Then it's back to Pontaleone in the 27, who's catching on the back of the 12. Further back then to Nipperis in the 16 cart. He'll have behind him Pintolini. Orsini is the next car through, with Peace rounding out the running order. So as they head through the dip, Starling, Buchanan, and Pontolini all concertinaing back together on lap 7. Three laps left. In fact, they're on lap 8 now. As Starling continues to lead, Buchanan looks to the inside as he goes around the top turns. On the entry to the top turns, I thought Buchanan was actually going to make his move. They come through the dip once again. Up over the rise, now into the S's. Through 12 and 13. Starling, under the most pressure he's been all weekend, as Starling works his way through the pit turn. He's still the race leader, a cart length the advantage as they head up around the top of the circuit. And it looks like Nipperis is closing in. He's set the fastest lap even faster, a 31.2, as Buchanan makes the move going into the dip. Starling left the door open. Pantaleone tried to make a move as well. So, white flag out. Buchanan is your race leader. Buchanan from Starling. Then it's back to Pantaleone and Nipperis. Nipperis, still the fastest man on the circuit, as Buchanan now heads around the top of the circuit for the last time. Buchanan in the TB cart. Heads into the S's. Starling, Nipperis trying to make a move on Pantaleone, but it is Buchanan who leads the way. Buchanan takes his first win from Starling. Pantaleone, Pontatelli, Matthew Nipperis, Dean Pintolini, and then Orsini and Peace will round out the running order. The KZ2 Super Series pre-final, Josh Buchanan will get himself the pole position for the final later on today. Starling, after winning the first two heats, comes home in third. Then Pantaleone in third, Nipperis in fourth, and then it's Pintolini, Orsini, Peace, rounding out the running order. Some great racing there in the KZ2s. The finals are starting next here in the second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.